deep in the Utah desert, reports Wired magazine. The National Security Agency, known as the NSA, is building the country's biggest spy center. And I add, also building the country's biggest Jewish spy ring, with participating Israeli intelligence companies who provide the wire and internet tapping expertise, who, of course, have strong ties to the Mossad and international Jewry. Dubbed with a bland name, the Utah Data Center, its apparent sinister purpose is to spy on our private emails, our cell phone calls, Google searches, credit card purchases, all in the name of the war on terror, now morphed into an ongoing war on the American citizen. In this war on the privacy and constitutional rights of the American citizen, is commanded by global Zionist Jewry. This is because the NSA utilizes Israeli intelligence mining companies to provide the hardware, software, and expertise to up to 20 of its espionage rooms across America, in which a large share of its activities is devoted to domestic spying. You see, two of the telecom giants contracted by the NSA, Verizon and AT&T, are underpinned in its espionage endeavors via the FISA Amendment Act of 2008 by two Israeli intelligence companies, Verin Systems and Naris. Former NSA official William Binney explained to Democracy Today last week how NSA uses Naris internet devices to spy on our private emails.
Do you believe all emails the government has copies of in the United States?
I believe they have most of them, yes.
And you're speaking from a position where you would know, considering your position in the National Security Agency.
Right. All they would have to do is put various NARIS devices at various points along the network, at choke points or convergent points, and they could basically have copies of most everything.
Then we have former AT&T employee Mark Klein, who recently blew the whistle on the NSA when he discovered the highly sophisticated Naris ST6400 computer system operating in a secret data mining room at AT&T, allegedly dedicated to spying on American citizens.
Somebody from the National Security Agency was going to come visit for some business. And I heard from our manager, Don, that he's working on some new room that's being built. So people start speculating, oh, what's this new room being built? The odd thing about the whole room, of course, was that only this one guy who had clearance from the NSA could get in there.
So what exactly was going on in that listening room?
I came across these three documents, and when I started looking at it, I looked at it more and I almost fell out of my chair. But then there was one thing that was odd, because I didn't recognize it. It was not part of normal day-to-day telecommunications equipment, and that was a NARUS, N-A-R-U-S, NARUS STA-6400.
The NARUS STA-6400 made me sit up and take notice and realize that this was not an amateur game. And so when you see a NARUS box and all that storage space and all that compute power, you can't help but think, what is going on?
A NARUS executive, Steve Bannerman, vice president of marketing, corroborates Klein's testimony.
The term NARUS is Latin for to know. The way our software works is it monitors all of the traffic on the internet, all of the ones and zeros that make up all of the data that, you know, that you and I generate when we're looking at web pages or when corporations are sending emails back and forth. All of that information, we just sort of peer into the pipes, if you will.
When pressed about NARUS peering into the pipes, and when asked about NARUS's customers in the U.S. government, Bannerman squirmed and wormed. Watch him now. Twist and turn.
Peering into the pipes. What does that mean?
It's sort of analogous to a letter inside of an envelope. So you've got different layers in these things we call packets. And, you know, the first layer that you get to peer back is the information about where the packet's coming from and where it's going to, the addresses that identify, you know, who's communicating with who.
So your customers would be communications providers like AT&T or the Bell system. Do you also sell to government agencies like the National Security Agency or the FBI?
I can't comment on any particular agencies that we may or may not have sold to, because they haven't given us permission to announce their names.
Why would AT&T put a NARUS STA system in a room in its San Francisco office to which the NSA has access?
That's not a question. So, as far as I know, no one's ever proved anything. I don't know the answer to that question. I have no idea if that's ever been done or not.
You've seen the splitter. You've now got the documents. You've seen the NARIS. What is it you think is going on here?
When I saw all that, it all clicked together to me. Oh, that's what they're doing. This is a spy apparatus.
One of the founders of Verint Systems, used by Verizon, a Jacob Kobe Alexander, just happens to be a former Israeli intelligence officer. More about Verint Systems was also revealed in 2007, when a former head of Israel's Unit 8200, the Israeli NSA counterpart, told Forbes magazine that the technology of Comverse, the company that owns Verint, is based on Israel's Unit 8200 intelligence expertise. What does this all portend for our Fourth Amendment rights, which guards against unreasonable and warrantless searches? A very bleak present and future, to say the least. You see, in October of 2010, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security penned a Memorandum of Agreement with the Department of Defense. And this memorandum assigns Homeland Security personnel to work at NSA facilities as part of a joint coordination. Now, Janet Napolitano, an alleged lesbian, may be the head of Homeland Security, but believe me, she doubtless takes orders from Talmudic Jew, Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is the head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. And Lieberman works very closely with his co-religionists, Senator Carl Levin, also on the committee, Daniel Benjamin, head of the State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism, and former Homeland Security Chief, Talmudic Jew, Michael Chertoff. With the Zionist fingers of Lieberman and friends in the NSA pie, and that big NSA spy pie in the Utah sky, who could deny that privacy, or the lack thereof, is now a Jewish affair, and that Big Brother Jew is watching you.